Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Listen to the show live every morning, every day, all throughout the day, 24-7. All our podcasts are there. Radio.com. It's an app. Download it to your phone. Take Sarah and Vinny wherever you go.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans. Your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. Okay, so yesterday was a scorcher, and today is supposed to be the peak of this heat wave. And all of the early stories I read on how the temperatures were going to affect different areas was wrong, because the beach was scorching.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Oh, it was in the 90s.
It was hot where I
hot. I heard up to the mid-80s today at the beaches. I'm thinking, okay, whatever you say.
Yeah, it was.
And it was supposed to be hotter today, so.
Yeah, it was scorching yesterday. So, and that's, for some people, they love it.
Yeah.
I hit the pool and stayed until the nighttime, as long as I could stay.
Uh-huh. It got lovely, like right around 6 o'clock. I'm like, oh my God, it's a perfect, you know, if you're not moving around.
Right.
Like, it's perfect.
No, me and my kid hit the Bay Club and stayed.
Cute picture. She's so cute. She's so pretty. Both your girls. Oh, my God.
That picture of
little Edie on the surfboard. I was like, look how pretty.
Well.
They're going to be. You're going to be in trouble.
That shot was right after my heart.
Big trouble. Man.
Oh, my God. She's on a surfboard.
They're dancing on a surfboard, too. I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Daddy's in love with his two girls. Three girls.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
damn.
I stayed late, and I don't know what I'm going to do today, but it's another day to avoid the heat wave.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so this story, let me just read you the headline. There's not a lot more to tell from it. Crew was asleep when the fatal boat fire ignited. This is about the scuba dive boat here in California that was operating off the Channel Islands. It was a Labor Day excursion, dive excursion. They say that they were in violation of Coast Guard regulations when crew members were sleeping and a pre-dawn fire killed 34 people.
Ooh, is there supposed to be a watchman or something?
There is. Supposed to be a watchman or something.
So
exactly,
they're supposed
right.
to take shifts overnight and
however
is
they
to,
do yeah, that is not for, I mean, you could do that any way you want.
Right.
You got to have someone up.
Yep.
According
Someone.
To the rules.
Well, it makes sense. Another boat could hit you, or pirates could take you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let alone a giant fire.
The weather can pick up.
Sure.
Something.
Someone needs to be awake.
I'm not making excuses for these guys, because, again, I've mentioned this many times. I don't fish and I don't dive. I don't get seasick, but I don't do boats. I go surfing, and I like to be near
You'll
the
ocean.
You'll
get on a boat to go somewhere.
It's just that I don't do what this is.
Right.
So I don't know what the habits are. According to this, they're saying here, wait, let me get it right, because the guys that run the boat company are saying, here it is. The company's safety record saying they've passed every Coast Guard inspection for the last 45 years while hosting 450,000 divers on 1.3 million dives.
Wow.
This is the attorney talking for the Conception's owner, Truth Aquatics, saying that there was a crew member awake shortly before the fire, but then they don't mention that they must have gone to sleep at
they
that point.
Have. So this wasn't just someone admitting that they were asleep at a post. This was, we were all in bed.
They were all asleep. The Conception, the certificate issued by the Coast Guard requires roving patrol at all times when passengers' bunks are occupied.
Mm.
So there's really no way to misinterpret that. You have to have someone up.
and roving. Not just awake reading their book in their bed.
So the family members, as you can imagine, this news came out yesterday. Oy. The family members of the people are distraught. I have nightmares every day about her going up in flames. This is not a time to talk about how angry I am or how I feel. As one of the family members makes it clear, they can't get over it yet. They're not even ready to talk.
Mm. Well, and some of these people, that one family lost three daughters and the ex-husband, right?
Yeah.
And not that that's more tragic than anybody else's loss. It's just to think that you raise these kids and they're gone in a night.
May have made an incredible difference in the outcome, says another family member.
Right.
So there's that.
Oh, it's so tragic.
It is.
Yes, cheer me up.
All right.
Please.
This is so funny. It's so stupid.
I love funny stuff.
And so funny.
Okay.
I know that, you know, I get a bad rap because for some reason I like naked ladies and, you know, I need to look at them for inspiration in order to take care of myself. And
it's 1 o'clock.
You know, whatever. Fine. Sue me. I like naked ladies. I think they look neat.
Sure. Listen, you're wired for that.
But that said, I don't think you could do this. Okay. Here's the story. It's
okay. Where does Vinny draw the line?
I don't think you can do this. Okay. Right. So there's a lot of money in porn. I don't know where it is because I never pay for it.
Yeah, I don't know either. But there must be people who are that dedicated.
There's a company out of Miami called Bang Bros.
Okay. Bang Bros.
Okay. So now, you know that?
Yeah, I do. Okay. They're one of the early ones.
You see their little logo sometimes in the corner of a video you're watching, and then you stop looking at it because you're trying to look at something else. So
you don't want to see bro.
That's the extent I know of Bang Bros.
So they're producers of porn?
They are producers.
Okay.
And they have 43 different websites, including ones like Bang Bus, MILF Soup, Magical Feet, Unglory Hole.
Oh, what's Unglory Hole?
You don't want to know. Stop it. You don't want to know that.
That's so crazy. Unglory Hole.
Anyway, the reason Bang Bros makes the news is because they just put a $10 million bid for the naming rights to the Miami Heat's arena.
Oh, my God.
Which up until now had been known as American Airlines Arena. American Airlines just announced, we're not going to be paying for that service. Again, we're dropping out.
So
other companies get
allowed
to bid.
Yeah.
And Bang Bros, the porn company, made a $10 million naming rights bid, which they want to call it the BBC for Bang Bros Center.
So they're not the hotlines ringing.
But apparently, BBC has a second meaning in the porn world.
Oh.
What does that mean, Sarah? What does BBC mean in porn?
Well, I can think it's boobs, butt.
You're wrong.
See. Yeah. Well, listen. Also, I'm right. All those letters can mean lots of things.
What does BBC mean, Bryn?
Big bottom. Big.
You don't know?
Boobed.
I do.
All right.
Well, what does it mean? Just mouth it to me. Oh, I do know what that. Yeah. Big one. Yeah, yeah. That's my favorite. I like that. I like the that guy with a like
small
a little,
one. Yeah,
with a small girl. Yeah.
So, can
yes, they can
the Miami
absolutely
Heat accept the $10 million bid from Bang Bros and rename their arena the BBC?
Well, here's the thing. What they're doing is legal. Somehow, if you get paid for it, it's not prostitution. They don't want to call it Bang Brothers, which I can see people saying, look, you know, decency rules. People who are commenting on it don't have to say, by the way, that's Bang Brothers Arena. They just call it the BBC Arena. And I personally am fine with it, but I can see why this is never going to happen. because, you know, mom is not going to, she doesn't want her children exposed to that.
So it's,
they can't go into BBC Arena.
So it's dirty money is it's what you're saying.
It is dirty money. Yeah, but, you know, I don't know what the rules are. Like, can they turn down the highest bidder just based on a difference of opinion as to, you know, they're... But it's like if the KKK wanted to sponsor an arena, we'd all be like, no. So why couldn't they say, no, this is our arena. We'll decide who's sponsoring it. I think it's never going to happen. But I think
I'd agree with you.
Fun thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Certainly funnier than the boat disaster. Thank you, Vinny.
If you have to look up what BBC means in porn, you should
do it. As soon as you hear it, you go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I have heard of that. Yeah.
I loved your spitballing ideas of what it stands for first,
sure.
though. That's
I mean, those
good.
Those letters are just great in porn.
Boobs, butts.
C words. It's one of my favorite words.
Hide, everyone.
Oh, my God. What's happening?
Duck.
I'm ducking.
Today is Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Boy, things are going wrong, too.
A new poll found that a third of us are superstitious. Yeah. And Friday the 13th is for real.
You know what's funny about Friday the 13th is I actually always feel like something good's going to happen on Friday the 13th. Knock wood. Because that's my other superstition. I don't know. Does that like appease the wood nymphs or something? I don't know what that is. But I always have felt like, you know, because things, disasters are supposed to happen on Friday the 13th and horror movies happen. I've just never had that happen. So I feel like it's a lucky, it's like a super day. You know, like something good's going to happen. Like I'm going to see Cake tonight and Ben Folds. Mm. Like that's going to be good, right? And the parking's going to be perfect.
Yep.
It's going to be, we're going to get through the city at rush hour. No problem on a Friday. It's going to be no problem. Friday the 13th. Stop it.
Figure. Why, you son of a, you
what?
Know.
What? What? What's the matter?
There's a real thing called a wood nymph.
Yeah, it is something like that. I've heard that. What is that? Oh, superstition.
You drop wood nymph on us, and everybody lets it pass, and I'm like, no, you don't. I'm not letting that go by. So I look it up. In folklore and classical mythology, a nymph inhabiting woodland, especially a dryad or...
Druid?
It's D-R-Y-A-D.
Oh, okay. I don't
That's
know
That's not
that
druid.
Is
U-I-D,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
A dryad or a... Hamadryad.
Oh, ooh,
well,
God.
I heard her say it, but I thought she was making that term up.
Yeah,
oh,
wood nymph.
Of course not.
Unbelievable.
It's like a little fairy.
Of course not.
Whatever. Fairy.
So I read my mythology. I don't know what a dryad, though, is.
A dryad is a tree nymph.
Oh, a tree
or
nymph.
A tree spirit.
So that must be it. It's a dryad. I'm appealing to the wood dryads. Okay. Now I know the correct term to use. I don't want to upset the dryads, so I knock wood.
Good
Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of the number 13th. Mm-hmm.
And today's your day.
If you're afraid,
run.
Stay home.
Run for it.
No, I'm not running for it. I'm going to go out and live life on Friday the 13th. I feel like
do
that's
it.
That's my version of living dangerously.
Yeah.
Well, and you
I'm
are.
I'm going to go out and do stuff.
You're booked.
I am. I'm not driving or anything, though, so that's a relief. I think I might try and take a nap in the car.
Wait a minute.
I thought you just said you're the DD.
You're the DD.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tonight. But not on the way down.
Well, John could drive there.
John will drive down. John will drive down.
Is Riley coming home with you tonight, or is he going to?
He's going to follow us back in his car.
Oh, another car, huh?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know. Oh, yeah, you were in the other room when we talked about this. Yeah, so I won't drive there, which is going to be the harder drive. I mean, when we leave 10 o'clock, I'll be, you know, that'll be considerably emptier roads.
But you'd be surprised how many people are out there coming to the city.
Right. Well,
whatever.
I'm
you're
sure
going to go
be
see
fine.
Cake, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm ready to dance. And I'm going to wear hardly any clothing because it's going to be hot. I'll bring a jacket.
What does that mean for you, hardly any clothing?
A t-shirt, bra, shorts, socks, shoes.
Oh, shorts.
Shorts.
Yeah, I'll probably wear shorts.
Whoa.
Shorts. I know.
Good for you.
Maybe I'll bring some leggings in case I need to pull some on.
No, don't bring. What are you? You're leaving the house.
It's
you're not
be cold.
Leaving.
It'll be cold at night. You know.
You'll be fine. You're leaving the house for a few hours.
I don't want to be freezing.
Packing for the duration.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Listen, you got to be prepared. You're going to get all kinds of weather thrown at you.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
hey, man.
I would definitely just bring a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
Throw
something to cry
in. Well, I can't bring big bags in, though. That's the thing. You know, I don't want to lug that crap with me. Yeah, I'll probably
You know what? Let's see if Michelle has a...
a clear bag?
A clear Alice bag. That's what I use when I go to concerts.
Great. Yeah. That's what I'll use tonight.
Don't you think they'll have cake leg warmers for sale at the booth or something if you really get desperate? I mean, you can always buy those.
Do I want cake leg warmers,
don't
though?
You?
I don't know. I'm already paying for the upgraded parking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on.
Yeah. I don't think I'm buying cake leg warmers.
Oh, boy. I'm out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Text us all the time.
Please.
Every day.
Oh, my
God. We want to hear from you.
It's really the only way to get a hold of us these days.
In all caps. Agree with Vinny. Give back to the community with hard time and find more than the amount used to buy the acceptance to the school.
Yeah. And it wasn't used for that. It was used for an SAT score, and the girl didn't even go to school. She should be punished, but jail seems silly. She's freaking Felicity Huffman, and she just is a dummy.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, you know, believe me, the punishment she's suffering is her freaking daughters hate her now.
Yeah.
I was reading some William H. Macy thing. He's like, she is hardcore estranged from her daughters right now, and family's everything to her.
He said their relationship exploded.
Mm-hmm.
Was that right? Mm-hmm. I hadn't read any of that.
And I guess she had a pretty tough childhood. And
Felicity did?
Yeah, she's really close with her sisters. Mm-hmm. And family's everything to her. And so she was like, I'm never going to be the mother that's not there for my kids. And then for her to be in this situation with her daughters, who I guess she was really close with, it's just, believe me, that woman is suffering. What? So, yeah, 250 hours of community service and $50,000 in fines. I think that's more than enough.
I'm with
you. She's ruined her life.
Mm. Well.
Well, for now.
I mean, she lives in a mansion.
Yeah, she's still got, you know, caviar if she wants
it. Yeah, caviar, scrambled eggs this morning.
Right.
I wouldn't call that ruined life.
She'll cry into them. I salt them with my tears.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, Demi Moore posing nude.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looks great.
And a couple of really interesting things that she's been talking about as she's been out sort of touring, whatever this thing is.
I saw a picture or a headline that said Demi's crazy hat on the cover of Bazaar. And I'm like, what? I looked at that pic.
Yeah, she does have a big crazy
hat. That's a
hat.
Who's even sees the hat?
I did know that she had a hat on. I didn't really notice what the hat looks like. I remember it being big.
It's gigantic and bright pink, but I didn't even look at it.
All I could really look at is that great looking stomach.
Right.
She looked amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nobody saw the hat, everybody.
All right, we'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Listen to this show live every morning, every day, all throughout the day, 24-7. All our podcasts are there. Radio.com. It's an app. Download it to your phone. Take Sarah and Vinny wherever you go.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. Okay, so yesterday was a scorcher, and today is supposed to be the peak of this heat wave. And all of the early stories I read on how the temperatures were going to affect different areas was wrong, because the beach was scorching.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Oh, it was in the 90s.
It was hot where I live. Hot.
I heard up to the mid-80s today at the beaches. I'm thinking, okay, whatever you say.
Yeah, it was.
And it was supposed to be hotter today, so.
Yeah, it was scorching yesterday. So, and that's, for some people, they love it.
Yeah.
I hit the pool and stayed until the nighttime, as long as I could stay.
Uh-huh. It got lovely, like right around 6 o'clock. I'm like, oh my God, it's a perfect, you know, if you're not moving around.
Right.
Like, it's perfect.
No, me and my kid hit the Bay Club and stayed.
Cute picture. She's so cute. She's so pretty. Both your girls. Oh, my God. That picture of little Edie on the surfboard. I was like, look how pretty.
Well.
They're going to be. You're going to be in trouble.
That shot was right after my heart.
Big trouble.
Oh, my God. She's on a surfboard.
They're dancing on a surfboard, too. I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Daddy's in love with his two girls. Three girls.
Yeah, I'm into it. Yeah. Anyway, I stayed late, and I don't know what I'm going to do today, but it's another day to avoid the heat wave.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so this story, let me just read you the headline. There's not a lot more to tell from it. Crew was asleep when the fatal boat fire ignited. This is about the scuba dive boat here in California that was operating off the Channel Islands. It was a Labor Day excursion, dive excursion. They say that they were in violation of Coast Guard regulations when crew members were sleeping and a pre-dawn fire killed 34 people.
Oh, is there supposed to be a watchman or something?
There is. Oh. Supposed to be a watchman or something.
So
exactly
they're supposed
right.
to take shifts overnight and
however they
to,
do yeah, that is not for... I mean, you could do that any way you want.
Right.
You got to have someone up.
Yep.
According
someone.
To the rules.
Well, it makes sense. Another boat could hit you or pirates could take you. Mm-hmm. You know, let alone a giant fire.
The weather
well,
can pick up
sure.
something.
Someone needs to be awake.
I'm not making excuses for these guys because, again, I've mentioned this many times. I don't fish and I don't dive. I don't get seasick, but I don't do boats. I go surfing and I like to be near
you'll
the
ocean.
You'll
get on a boat to go somewhere.
It's just that I don't do what this is.
Right.
So I don't know what the habits are. According to this, they're saying here, wait, let me get it right, because the guys that run the boat company are saying, we've run, here it is. The company's safety record saying they've passed every Coast Guard inspection for the last 45 years while hosting 450,000 divers on 1.3 million dives.
Wow.
This is the attorney talking for the Conception's owner, Truth Aquatics, saying that there was a crew member awake shortly before the fire, but then they don't mention that they must have gone to sleep at
they
that point.
Have. So this wasn't just someone admitting that they were asleep at a post. This was, we were all in bed.
They were all asleep. The Conception, the certificate issued by the Coast Guard requires roving patrol at all times when passengers' bunks are occupied.
Mm.
So there's really no way to misinterpret that. You have to have someone up.
And roving. Not just awake reading their book in their bed.
So the family members, as you can imagine, this news came out yesterday. Oy. The family members of the people are distraught. I have nightmares every day about her going up in flames. This
what?
Is not wait, a time
to
talk
to
about
die.
How angry I am or how I feel. As one of the family members makes it clear, they can't get over it yet. They're not even ready to talk.
Mm. Well, and some of these people, that one family lost three daughters and the ex-husband, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's and not that that's more tragic than anybody else's loss. It's just to think that you raise these kids and they're gone in a night.
Early detection may have made an incredible difference in the outcome, says another family member.
Right.
So there's that.
Oh, it's so tragic.
It is.
Yes, cheer me up.
All right.
Please.
This is so funny. It's so stupid.
I love funny stuff.
And so funny.
Okay.
And I know that, you know, I get a bad rap because for some reason I like naked ladies and, you know, I need to look at them for inspiration in order to take care of myself. And
it's 1 o'clock.
You know, whatever. Fine. Sue me. I like naked ladies. I think they look neat.
Sure. Listen, you're wired for that.
But that said, I don't think you can do this.
Okay.
Here's the story. It's
okay. What? Where does Vinny draw the line?
I don't
porn?
Think you can do this. Okay. Right. So there's a lot of money in porn. I don't know where it is because I never pay for it.
Yeah, I don't know either. But there must be people who are that dedicated.
There's a company out of Miami called Bang Bros.
Okay. Bang Bros.
Okay. So now, as I, you know that.
Yeah, I do. Okay. They're one of the early ones.
You see their little logo sometimes in the corner of a video you're watching, and then you stop looking at it because you're trying to look at something else. So
you don't see bro.
That's the extent I know of Bang Bros.
So they're producers of porn?
They are producers.
Okay.
And they have 43 different websites, including ones like Bang Bus, MILF Soup, Magical Feet, Unglory Hole.
Oh, what's Unglory Hole?
You don't want to know. Stop it. You don't want to know that.
That's so crazy. Unglory Hole.
Anyway, the reason Bang Bros makes the news is because they just put a $10 million bid for the naming rights to the Miami Heat's arena.
Oh, my God.
Which up until now had been known as American Airlines Arena. American Airlines just announced, we're not going to be paying for that service again. We're dropping out.
So
other companies get
allowed
to bid.
Yeah.
And Bang Bros, the porn company, made a $10 million naming rights bid, which they want to call it the BBC for Bang Bros Center.
So they're not, the hotlines are in.
But apparently, BBC has a second meaning in the porn world.
Oh.
What does that mean, Sarah? What does BBC mean in porn?
Well, I can think it's boobs, butt.
You're wrong.
See. Well, listen. Also, I'm right. All those letters can mean lots of things.
What does BBC mean, Bryn?
Big bottom. Big.
You don't know?
Boob.
I do.
All right.
Well, what does it mean? Just mouth it to me. Oh, I do know what that. Yeah. Big one. Yeah. Yeah. That's my favorite. I like that. I like the that guy with
a small one. Yeah.
With a small girl. Yeah.
So, can
yes, they can
the Miami
absolutely
Heat
absolutely
accept the $10 million bid from Bang Bros and rename their arena the BBC?
Well, here's the thing. What they're doing is legal. Somehow, if you get paid for it, it's not prostitution. They don't want to call it Bang Brothers, which I can see people saying, look, you know, decency rules. People who are commenting on it don't have to say, by the way, that's Bang Brothers Arena. They just call it the BBC Arena. And I personally am fine with it, but I can see why this is never going to happen. Because, you know, mom is not going to, she doesn't want her children exposed to that.
So it's,
they can't go into BBC Arena.
So it's dirty money is what you're saying.
It is dirty money. Yeah, but, you know, I don't know what the rules are. Like, can they turn down the highest bidder just based on a difference of opinion as to, you know, their... But it's like if the KKK wanted to sponsor an arena, we'd all be like, no. So why couldn't they say, no, this is our arena. We'll decide who's sponsoring it. I think it's never going to happen. But I think
it's a fun
thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Certainly funnier than the boat disaster. Thank you, Vinny.
If you have to look up what BBC means in porn, you should do it.
As soon as you hear it, you go, oh, yeah. No, I have heard of that. Yeah.
I loved your spitballing ideas of what it
stands
for first,
sure.
Though. That's
I mean, those
good.
Those letters are just great in porn.
Boobs, butts.
C words. That's one of my favorite words.
Hide, everyone.
Oh, my God. What's happening?
Duck.
I'm ducking.
Today is Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Boy, things are going wrong, too.
A new poll found that a third of us are superstitious. Yeah. And Friday the 13th is for real.
You know what's funny about Friday the 13th is I actually always feel like something good's going to happen on Friday the 13th. Knock wood. Because that's my other superstition. I don't know. Does that like appease the wood nymphs or something? I don't know what that is. But I always have felt like, you know, because things, disasters are supposed to happen on Friday the 13th and horror movies happen. I've just never had that happen. So I feel like it's a lucky, it's like a super day. You know, like something good's going to happen. Like I'm going to see Cake tonight and Ben Folds. Like that's going to be good, right? And the parking's going to be perfect.
Yep.
It's going to be we're going to get through the city at rush hour. No problem on a Friday. It's going to be no problem. Friday the 13th. Stop it.
If why, you son of a you
what?
Know
what? What? What's the matter?
There's a real thing called a wood nymph.
Yeah, it is something like that. I've heard that. What is that? Oh, superstition.
You drop wood nymph on us, and everybody lets it pass, and I'm like, no, you don't. I'm not letting that go by. So I look it up. In folklore and classical mythology, a nymph inhabiting woodland, especially a dryad or...
Druid?
It's D-R-Y-A-D.
Oh, okay. I don't
that's
know
that's not
that
druid
is
U-I-D,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
A dryad or a hamadryad.
Oh. Ooh,
well,
God.
I heard her say it, but I thought she was making that term up.
Yeah,
oh,
wood nymph.
Of course not.
Unbelievable.
It's like a little fairy.
Of course not. Yeah,
whatever.
So I read my mythology. I don't know what a dryad, though, is.
A dryad is a tree nymph.
Oh, a tree
or
nymph.
A tree spirit.
So that
Greek
must
mythology.
Be it. It's a dryad. I'm appealing to the wood dryads. Okay. Now
okay.
I know the correct term to use. I don't want to upset the dryads, so I knock wood.
Good
Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of the number 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And today's your day.
If
so
you're afraid,
run.
Stay home.
Run for it.
No, I'm not running for it. I'm going to go out and live life on Friday the 13th. I feel like
do
that's
it.
That's my version of living dangerously.
Yeah.
Well, and you
I'm
are.
I'm going to go out and do stuff.
You're booked.
I am. I'm not driving or anything, though, so that's a relief. I think I might try and take a nap in the car.
Wait a minute.
I thought you just said you're the DD.
You're the DD.
Oh, yeah, that's right, tonight. But not on the way down.
Well, John could drive there.
John will drive down. John will drive down.
Is Riley coming home with you tonight, or is he going to...
He's going to follow us back in his car.
Oh, another car, huh?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know. Oh, yeah, you were in the other room when we talked about this. Yeah, so I won't drive there, which is going to be the harder drive. I mean, when we leave 10 o'clock, I'll be, you know, that'll be considerably emptier roads.
But you'd be surprised how many people are out there coming to the city.
Right. Well,
whatever.
Sure
you're going to go see Cake, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm ready to dance. And I'm going to wear hardly any clothing because it's going to be hot. I'll bring a jacket.
What does that mean for you, hardly any clothing?
A t-shirt, bra, shorts, socks, shoes.
Oh, shorts.
Shorts.
Yeah, I'll probably wear shorts.
Whoa.
Shorts. I know.
Good for you.
Maybe I'll bring some leggings in case I need to pull some on.
No, don't bring. What are you? You're leaving the house.
It's
you're not
cold.
Leaving.
It'll be cold at night. You know.
You'll be fine. You're leaving the house for a few hours.
I don't want to be freezing.
Packing. For the duration.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Listen, you got to be prepared. You're going to get all kinds of weather thrown at you.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
hey, man.
I would definitely just bring a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
Throw
something to crying
well,
out
I can't bring big bags in, though. That's the thing. Yeah, I don't want to lug that crap with me. Yeah, I'll probably.
You know what? Let's see if Michelle has a...
a clear bag?
A clear Alice bag. That's what I use when I go to concerts.
Great.
Yeah.
That's what I'll use tonight.
Don't you think they'll have Cake leg warmers for sale at the booth or something if you really get desperate? I mean, you can always buy those.
Do I want Cake leg warmers,
don't
though?
You?
I don't know. I'm already paying for the upgraded parking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on.
Yeah. I don't think I'm buying Cake leg warmers.
Oh, boy. I'm out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Text us all the time.
Please.
Every day.
Oh, my
we
God.
We want to hear from you.
It's really the only way to get a hold of us these days.
In all caps. Agree with Vinny. Give back to the community with hard time and find more than the amount used to buy the acceptance to the school.
Yeah. And it wasn't used for that. It was used for an SAT score, and the girl didn't even go to school. She should be punished, but jail seems silly. She's freaking Felicity Huffman, and she just is a dummy.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, you know, believe me, the punishment she's suffering is her freaking daughters hate her now.
Yeah.
I was reading some William H. Macy thing. He's like, she is hardcore estranged from her daughters right now, and family's everything
to her.
He said
their relationship exploded.
Mm-hmm.
Was that right? Mm-hmm. I hadn't read any of that.
And I guess she had a pretty tough childhood.
Felicity did?
Yeah, she's really close with her sisters,
mm-hmm.
and family's everything to her. And so she was like, I'm never going to be the mother that's not there for my kids. And then for her to be in this situation with her daughters, who I guess she was really close with, it's just, believe me, that woman is suffering. What? So, yeah, 250 hours of community service and $50,000 in fines. I think that's more than enough.
I'm with
She's
you.
She's ruined her life.
Mm. Well.
Well, for now.
I mean, she lives in a mansion.
Yeah, she's still got, you know, caviar if she wants
it. Yeah, caviar, scrambled eggs this morning.
Right.
I wouldn't call that ruined life.
She'll cry into them. I salt them with my tears.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Demi Moore posing nude.
She looks great.
And a couple of really interesting things that she's been talking about as she's been out sort of touring, whatever this thing is.
I saw a picture or a headline that said, Demi's crazy hat on the cover of Bazaar. And I'm like, what? I looked at that pic.
Yeah, she does have a big crazy
hat. That's a
hat.
Who's even sees the hat?
I did know that she had a hat on. I didn't really notice what the hat looks like. I remember it being big.
It's gigantic and bright pink, but I didn't even look at it.
All I could really look at is that great looking stomach.
Right.
She looked amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nobody saw the hat, everybody.
All right, we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.